Hi, we're here with Sue Johnson, the winner of the 2019 Friends of the Family Award. This award is given to an ally who supports the mission of a nonprofit. In her case, she got chosen by In Our Own Voices, a nonprofit that serves the needs of our LGBTQ community. Sue's relentless work to ensure the well-being of our LGBTQ community earned her this recognition. And Sue is a PrEP specialist at Whitney Young. This is why we're here today, to know more about PrEP. Sue, congratulations on your well-deserved award and welcome.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I've been working at Whitney Young Health for 5 years now in the Community Prevention Treatment Specialist Program.
That is wonderful. That's very nice. And let's go to the nitty-gritty. What exactly is PrEP?
PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis, and that is a very long way of saying HIV prevention through medication. So there is a pill out there that prevents people who are HIV negative from getting the HIV virus. It's one pill once a day you take, and it prevents the virus from entering into your white blood cells.
Wow. And I heard there is a treatment called PEP. So how is PrEP different from PEP?
So I like to look at it this way. PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis. PEP is post-exposure prophylaxis. So pre-exposure, I tell people that's almost like birth control. PEP is like plan B. So PEP is mainly given to people who have accidental exposures, like medical workers, sexual assault victims. And a lot of times people, well, not a lot of times, actually, more people should know about PEP. I will get a phone call from someone who says that a condom broke while they were having sex, or they had possibly been exposed. And it's also time sensitive. You can only access PEP within the first 72 hours of exposure. But because it's so time sensitive, we will take any patient that needs PEP, regardless of whether they've ever been here before or if they have health insurance.
Okay, interesting. It's like plan B, basically, as you said. So for the audience, can you explain a little bit on how PrEP works?
All right. So there are two medications. One is called Truvada. The other one is called Descovy. So depending on your specific needs, you see a provider. Once they start prescribing the medication, you will have to take it every day. The first 2 weeks that you take it, it's still building up in your system, so you need to be abstinent the first 2 weeks you take it, or use condoms every single time you have sex. So after that third week, you have enough of the meds in your system to act like a wall to the HIV virus.
Okay. And I wonder, I didn't know anything about it. I never heard about this. Why are not people taking advantage of PrEP, or people like me? How come they don't know anything about it?
So I do a lot of HIV testing here at Whitney Young. And when I bring up PrEP as a prevention, people are always very surprised. Why come I've never heard of this before? PrEP was approved by the FDA in 2012, so 8 years ago. And I feel like part of the problem is that there's still a lot of stigma around HIV. A lot of times people are very skeptical that a medication can prevent HIV transmission. And people also have to look at their actual risk versus the perceived risk. So what somebody could be doing for prevention may not look exactly, I'm not going to say the healthiest choice. It works for them, but it may not work for anybody else. So it's available. It's safe to take. It doesn't interfere with other medications. And it's 98% effective. So that's a very good chance of someone staying HIV negative while taking the PrEP medication.
Okay, and How can we get it? How is it covered by insurance?
So one of the biggest hurdles is people thinking that it's expensive or that the insurance will never cover it. So if you have private health insurance through your employer, or you have an insurance through the New York State Health, it's completely covered. If you have a Medicaid managed care plan or Medicare, it's also covered. If you have private health insurance and you need assistance paying for the copay, Gilead, they manufacture the medications. They have a copay assistance program. So they cover up to $7,200 a year for out-of-pocket costs for a person. And that comes in a lot of times people will have to pay the highest end of their copay because there's no generic formula. So it could be $25. It could be $150. So having the copay card is very helpful.
Okay. That is interesting. How can they get the Gilead card?
So this is really, really simple. So if somebody has health insurance, I have actual physical cards, and the day the prescription goes to the pharmacy, there's an 800 number to activate it. Or someone can go to the Gilead website and enroll right online, and you get approved as soon as you press send. So it's very, very easy.
Okay, and who do you think should consider using PrEP?
Well, the short answer is if you're sexually active, you could definitely use PrEP. The long answer is if you have multiple partners, if you are in a relationship with someone who's HIV positive, if you are monogamous, but your main partner is not. Sometimes people just want to go on it to be safe because they remember when the AIDS crisis was at its height that people were being diagnosed and then very quickly dying. So people have that trauma and they think PrEP is a way for me to be extra, extra careful.
Okay, that is something to consider. I hope that the audience take a note. Mostly everyone. Okay, do you administer PrEP at Whitney Young? And can people ask their doctor for a prescription for PrEP? How does that work?
Okay, so anybody who's technically any primary care provider could prescribe a patient PrEP. There are guidelines that need to be followed. But if someone wants to start PrEP at Whitney Young, I facilitate that process. I'm not a prescriber. What I do is education and link the person to the appointment. And I coordinate most of the appointments because you do need to see your provider every 3 months to continue on PrEP. And I also do some light case management. And anytime a person has trouble accessing their medications, they would contact me also. So we have about 5 providers at Whitney Young at our Albany, Waterville, and Troy facilities. They're very straightforward appointments. If someone has a primary care provider that is not within Whitney Young but is not willing to prescribe PrEP, they can come to see us. And they can still retain their primary care wherever they want.
Okay, that's nice. If people want to get more info about PrEP or want to get in touch with you, how can they do it?
There are several ways. So you can reach me, Sue Johnson, at Whitney Young. My phone number is 518-465-4771, extension 4648. You can email me at sjohnson@wmyhealth.org. Or if you're just looking for general information, I really recommend going to the CDC website. So that's cdc.gov/HIV.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Thank you for your time. This has been Eileen Javier for the Sanctuary for Independent Media, WOOC 105.3 FM. Thank you for tuning in.